Praise God, praise God. You see, somebody like Jolly, he lives in a territory like you can liken it to the den of the lions. And for him to still make it here, in the midst of the kind of people he lives with, you know that God has seen the light.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Because if your light is not strong, it will not survive that place it stays. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Spiritual gangsters. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And if you don't agree with their doctrines, they meet at night. They have their meetings. Mm-hmm. And they will get you. Hallelujah. But you know what? God gives us what wings
to
fly. The Bible says in the book of Revelation that the dragon opened the mouth. A flood came out of the mouth of the dragon to drown the woman who had a child. That woman is the church who has borne the seed, the incorruptible seed. She poured out the venom from the mouth to drown the woman. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Which is the lies of religion, the lies of men. Praise God. Hallelujah. But God gave her what? Wings. And she flew over it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord will keep you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord will keep you and preserve you unto his coming.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. You are welcome, Uncle Sikalu and the wife. Auntie, we're honored to have you around. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I want us to understand that Jesus Christ came to teach us about a body. He came to educate us about a body in the heavens, which we call actually the body of God. It is an assembly. It's a mystical assembly. When you say mystical, it is something that is not understood by men of this age. And his purpose for coming was to testify, to bear witness of that body in the heavens, so that we can be gathered unto that body in the heavens. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
In that body dwells the fullness of God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So the psalmist says, the psalm of Asaph, it says, ye are gods, but you shall what?
Die as men.
You shall die as men. Why do you die as men? You die as men because you walk in ignorance. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But thank God, because the Bible says, to them that has received him, he has given them power to become sons of God.
Amen.
He has given you the power to return to your lost glory. Because make no mistake, it is written in the Bible that all died in Adam. All. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
No matter how beautiful it looks on the outward, all died in what?
Adam.
In Adam. And he says, well, all shall be. Now listen to these words carefully, because people don't hear that word. What does he say? All shall be made alive in Christ. All. He didn't say some. You see, but the manner in which this thing happens is a mystery. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I remember somebody died the other day, and the children, they knew this person was not a saved person. He was not born again in the ways of this world. And you know, they were worried that what will happen to the person. And I told them, calm down. Calm down. The Lord knows the end of that person. Hallelujah. Praise God. So there are certain things God wants to teach us. And God gave me the grace, I repeat, the grace, to to see and to hear things that the natural man cannot perceive. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Paul said that he conferred not with flesh and blood. Paul was not taught by men. Paul did not go to a Bible school. He received from the Spirit of God. And this was where Jesus Christ had his problem with people. Jesus came and they said, who is this man? Where do you come from? Who taught you? But they forget the scripture which says that all of them shall be taught of God. From the least to the greatest. To the least to the greatest. All shall be what? Taught of God. There's an unction within you. The Spirit of God. The anointing within you. Praise God. That we what? Teach you all things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But you have to learn to tune, to listen to that anointing within. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have to learn to tune to what? Listen to the anointing within.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
There's an anointing within you to teach you all things, but people are not listening to the anointing. It's free of charge. Hallelujah. And what the anointing will do is to lift you up out of the mire clay.
Amen.
And set your foot on the rock. And cause you to realize the God nature that is in you. Praise God. And it's now present. Talk to the book of Job chapter 33. This is one of the most powerful scriptures in the Bible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is giving us a key today to victory. Job chapter 33 verse 14. Are you there? Job 33, verse 14. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brother, can you get me that mic there? This stuff is echoing. Amen. Oh. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I just managed. Okay, are we there?
Yes.
For God speaketh once, yet twice, yet man perceiveth it not. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon men, in slumberings upon the bed, then he openeth the ears of men and sealeth their instruction. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So he's saying here that God speaks to man and man does not perceive it. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
In a dream, in a vision. But man does not perceive it. Praise God. Now let's go to the next verses. Now he wants to tell us why God speaks to us with dreams and you know, visions. Verse 17. Job chapter 13 verse 17. That he may 33, sorry. That he may withdraw man from his purpose and hide pride from man. He keepeth back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword. He is chastened also with pain upon his bed, and the multitude of his bones with strong pain, so that his life abhorreth bread and his soul dainty meat. His flesh consumeth away, that he cannot be seen, and his bones that were not seen stick out. Yea, his soul draweth near unto the grave, and his life to the destroyer. Amen.
Amen.
Now he's speaking here, praise God, of somebody who is what? Perishing. somebody who is dying away. Praise God. Now listen to this thing. Now these are keys, eh? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Listen to these things I'm telling you, brethren. The Bible says some people here will not die. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
The Bible says some people here standing here will not what? Taste of death. Hallelujah. But that is the ministry God called me to preach. Amen?
Amen.
God called me to preach immortality and life.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So, at times, don't expect it to be the same way you hear it outside. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't accept the, you expect the patterns to be exactly the way you hear it outside or the way you see it outside. It's different. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. It's different things you hear here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So try to concentrate on the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is what will set you free.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says that God speaketh to man in several ways by dreams and visions. Praise God. But hardly do men understand. Praise God. The Bible says they have become dull of what?
Hearing.
Of hearing. Dull of what?
Hearing.
Of hearing the spiritual things of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why in the book of Revelation it is repeated 7 times. Mind how you hear what the Spirit says to the church. Praise God. The problem with man is that man is not hearing what God is saying. When God sent Moses to the people were not hearing what God sent Moses to tell them. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
God did not intend to give to the people of Israel a bunch of laws for them to keep. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All those things you see in the book of Exodus were there to educate people about the mystery of Christ.
Amen.
Jesus Christ says that law that you read were all what testifying about me. They are not a bunch of laws for people to follow, but rather a new way of life that God was demonstrating to his people. But Moses could not present this thing to the people because what? Their heart was what? They were not what?
Hearing.
Hallelujah. They were not hearing what Jesus Christ, what God sent Moses to say. And listen to me, Moses said, God told Moses that I will send somebody, just like you, a man like you, I will send somebody, that one, tell them that that is the man that they should listen to. So God was trying to say, don't listen to what Moses had presented to you. Praise God. Because those were what? Elementary, beggarly things that cannot give you life.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Now, all these laws and procedures of religion are the things that have crept into the church today. Hallelujah. And people are still not hearing the gospel. What you hear outside is not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ did not bring religion or moralism. He came to give you an understanding of your part in God. Hallelujah. If you can hear what the Spirit is saying, he will what? He will lift you up out of the miry clay.
Amen.
So you can see what Moses presented to the people were like dreams and what? Visions. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And you know the people are sleeping on their bed. Mm-hmm. Do you know all men are asleep?
Of course.
The Bible says that those that are asleep, sleep at night. Do you know all men are asleep? All men in the transgression went to sleep. Now, what does sleep mean? Remember when Lazarus died? What did Jesus say?
He's asleep.
He's asleep. It's a spiritual state of insensitivity when you are lost from reality. When you are sleeping, you don't even know yourself. When you are sleeping, you don't even know anything that is happening around you. You are not conscious of reality. Hallelujah. Then God begins to give you dreams and visions. And the dreams and the visions are there to lead you into the day.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That is why Jesus Christ says what? I will send the Spirit and he will what? He will show you all things. Lead you into all things. And he will show you things to
come.
Now what is the thing to come? Brethren, what is that thing to come? Hallelujah. What is the thing to come? What does God want to lead you into? You know, in the grave, because people inhabit the grave, it's a realm. Do you understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. I said people in this world who don't know the reality of Christ inhabit the realm of the grave. It is what? It is a realm. When God says to Adam, dust you are, dust you return, he said God was using a spiritual language, communication, to declare how man has gone to sleep in the dust. Amen?
Amen.
It is synonymous to mortality, to carnal living. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So God here sends his Spirit to bring about an awakening and to lead us back into the light. Remember that there's nothing you can do in this world that will give you satisfaction and peace. There's nothing you can achieve in this life. I'm talking in terms of material gain that can give you salvation. Because Christians, you know, what people think is that Jesus Christ came for the sole purpose of giving them a job, of giving them a partner, of giving them riches. They think that that's why he came. He did not come for that. Hallelujah. He came rather to get you into your glory in God. The Bible says that all have sinned and fallen short of what? All. But thank God that through Christ Jesus, we have the possibility to rediscover that glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He came to lift up his brethren who are asleep in the grave. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What are those things to come? He begins to speak to you by dreams and by visions. Hallelujah. And why is he speaking to you by dreams? Listen, go to verse 23. Job chapter 33, verse 23. Job 33:23. If there be a messenger with him, an interpreter, one among a thousand to show unto man is what? Uprightness. Then he is gracious unto him and saith, deliver him from going down to the
pit.
I have found a ransom.
Hallelujah.
His flesh shall be what? Fresher than a child. He shall return to the days of his what?
Youth.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He shall pray unto God and he will be favorable unto him.
Amen.
And shall see his face with joy.
Amen.
For he will render unto man his righteousness.
Amen.
He looketh upon men, and if any say, I have sinned and perverted that which was right, and it profited me not, he will deliver his soul from what? Going into the pit. And his life shall what?
Visualize.
What did Jesus Christ say? If anybody follows me,
he will not be in darkness.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But you shall have the what? Light of
life.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says that God so loved the world that he has what? Given you the Son. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. So that you do not want to perish. You see that pitch there? There's better than there. He's talking about the process, the death process. Hallelujah. You see, what you see in the Psalms, where the Bible, the psalmist says that God has delivered his spirit from the miry clay, he's talking about from the realm of the flesh. He's talking about mortal living. He has lifted him up, hallelujah, and upgraded him, hallelujah, exalted him back into the life of the spirit.
Amen.
Praise God.
Glory.
This is what God is doing in our midst this very moment.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But we must learn to receive spiritual instruction.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because there is an unction within us that guides us into all fruit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's an unction within us that brings about an awakening in man. Praise God.
Amen.
And when you are awake, what happens? When you are awake, what happens? What happened when Lazarus came out of the grave? Lazarus was in the pit. What happened when he came out of the grave? He was bound, they was loosing and all that. And Jesus Christ says that what? I am the life. I am the resurrection. I am the
life. Hallelujah.
I am the resurrection.
I am the life.
I am the awakening.
Amen.
Meaning when you are awake,
you are alive.
It's Christ that appears. Christ represents the image and the likeness of God. That's the meaning of Christ. It's not somebody with a long hair, with blue eyes. Hear what the Bible is saying. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. I am the resurrection and the life, and God wants to lift you back into your glory in Him.
Amen.
The psalmist says, I shall be satisfied when I awake in your likeness. Your satisfaction, your peace, your joy, everything you ever need is for you to discover the Christ in you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you think the money can satisfy you?
No way.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's nothing that can give you that desired salvation that you seek except you allow God lead you into this reality. That is what the messenger is doing today. Who is the messenger? The Bible says, if there be a messenger among a thousand, who is the messenger? Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Look forward. Can you see a messenger here?
Yes. Clearly.
Do you know what we preach? I don't preach myself.
At all.
I don't preach church. I don't preach sorry ministry. Hallelujah. But I preach what Christ. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I preach what?
Christ.
That's what God called me to. Because I've seen it that if you preach any other thing, it will drop. It won't go anywhere. Listen to me. It won't go what?
Anywhere.
If you like, have branches of churches all over the world. Amen. If you like, you can be called big names, evangelists, prophets, bishop, big names, and big cars, and entourages. If you like, you can. If that is the way you want to go, go that way. But I want to tell you something. If you are not preaching Christ, it's going to what? It will drop by the wayside. And when I say Christ, you don't know what Christ is except by the Spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You don't know what Christ is except by the
Spirit.
Praise God. And the Spirit has come to give us an understanding. Hallelujah. Praise God, revealing to us life, immortal life that we have in God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God, there is a body in the heavens and you came out of that body. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The morning stars, the sons of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. All these things are written in the Bible for our edification.
Amen.
How can we know these things except we settle down and let the Spirit of God teach us. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Quickly turn to the book of John. John chapter 16. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
From verse 12. Hallelujah.
Amen.
John 16 verse 12. I have yet many things to say to you, but you cannot what?
Hear them now.
Hallelujah. Jesus Christ had many things to say, but the disciples couldn't receive them. It wasn't time for them to what? Why? Because they were spiritual things. The disciples that time were still carnal people. Amen.
Amen.
You know, they were asking Jesus to show them the Father. And Jesus Christ said, I've been with you all this while, and you still don't know me. This same Jesus now said that the works that I'm doing, you are going to do it too. It means you are going to reveal the mystery of the Father in you.
Amen.
To the world. We put Christ in you, the hope of glory. That is our ministry. When Jesus Christ says, the works that I do, you will do also. He's not talking about filling stadiums. Amen. He filling stadiums. People come out with walking sticks. Say, oh, they are healed. Those things are good. But that is not the fullness of what Jesus meant. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The works that I do, revealing the mystery of God, is what you will do.
Amen.
That is your calling, to reveal the mystery of Christ in you. If anybody sees the Christ in you, they see the Father. If you have seen me, you have seen God. Great is the mystery of godliness, indeed. This is your mystery. This is the ministry you are called to. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In your working places, in the buses, anywhere you go, people are supposed to touch you and touch God. The invisible God is made visible through you. And when they see the nature of God flowing through you, when they feel the presence, they know of a truth. They've come in contact with God. Nobody has seen the Father, but the Son reveals the Father. Hallelujah. Nobody knows the Father except the Son, and nobody knows the Son except the Father, of whom the Father will reveal this thing to. This is a mystery. No man can know it, because once you know this mystery, you are saved. That is what he came to reveal.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There are some things I want to tell you, but you cannot bear them now. They are too heavy for the natural man. They are too heavy. You ordinary man without a job, say you are equal with God. Paul says, let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who taught it not robbery to be what? Equal with
God.
It is your nature. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's your identity. One body, many
members.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
These things are too heavy for the natural man. Here they can't receive it. Praise God. When Jesus Christ said, if the Father is in me, what did they do to him? They wanted to kill him. How can a man say he's equal with God? But don't you know that you are a manifestation of God on the earth? He's the tree, that you are the branches. If you do not know, you are withered and you will die off. He didn't come to bring a religion or anything. Religion is darkness. This religious mentality is darkness. It's what? Darkness. This mentality of God and man, is what? Darkness. That is what the Bible calls double-mindedness. The two shall be one. Let what God has joined together, let no man That serpent you see walking in the garden, you know it's a man. He could be a pastor. He could be a pastor. Hallelujah. I'm saying this because people, you quickly turn to the ISIS people that are operating in the Middle East. It's very easy to point to these people, but you don't know somebody who is preaching the gospel can be an agent of Satan. With good intentions, wanting to serve God, wanting to honor God. Praise God, but Satan is what? Darkness. And it can sound very nice at times. Hallelujah. Remember Jesus? Peter held him. You are not going to the cross. How can you say such a thing? I reject it in Jesus' name. I reject it. How can you say you are going to die? He said, get thee behind me, what? Satan. You do not know the things of God, but the things of what? Of men. So you can see the things of men are the things of Satan. When I say men, I'm talking of the natural man. These things that I'm preaching, you have to go and listen to them again. You can't get it just one on a Sunday and you're off. You're off to the discotheque as tonight. Then you come next Sunday, you will not get it. You have to come and listen, go back and listen to these messages again. Because at times I go off course, I can start to say some things that I didn't even plan to say. You don't have to go back and listen to them. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Don't be troubled, brethren. Because I can see some people, I see their faces, they are worried that it's not like the church where they go, sir. It's not different. The pastor said, the two way they preach. I beg. So one man said, God, just my calling, I don't want to come, praise God, make I worship, I beg. I don't need trouble, I beg. Hallelujah, no. He has come to give you an understanding and gather you unto himself.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Go on, verse 13. Are we there?
Yes, sir.
John 16, verse 13. Howbeit when he, the Spirit of God of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, he shall speak, and he shall show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. Now listen to you, see, he shall receive of mine and show it unto you. And these are the things to come. He said he will show you things to come, but and he shall show you things that are mine. You see, the things to come refer to Christ and his kingdom. It's God's word. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, go on. Verse 15. All things that the Father has are what? Are mine. Hallelujah. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. Now, listen to the word is here. You know, this one, Jesus did make younger. You know when the words, you know, you're not speaking straight. He said everything that he will show you things to come. Then he said that the things that are mine is what he will show you. Then he says that everything that the Father has is mine. So the things to come is God. That is in plain language. He's speaking about your glory in God. The Bible says that the end of the faith, God becomes what? All in all. There's no Trevor, no Uncle Sikalu, there's no right Reverend Bishop Pastor, there's no this, there's God is what? All in all. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can see the construct of Jesus. He will show you things to come. Hallelujah. He will testify of my things because God, then he says everything that the Father has is mine. So he's talking about your glory in God. Everything that the Father has, including the name, the glory of the Father, is yours. I will give you what? A new name. I will grant you to sit with me on my
throne.
Where I am, it's not a geographical location in the sky, it's a realm. It's a reality. God is exalting you into himself. That is the end of the faith. Do you know that you are God's? When God says, let us. Do you know you are among that us?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Without you, there is no God. And without God, there is no you. You are one. The tree and the branches. Without the branches, there is no tree. Praise God. These are things that have been hidden. So when you pinch somebody, or you are backstabbing somebody, you know that you better know who you are doing that to.
Yes, sir.
Because there's only one life flowing through all of us. Paul says, one Father, one God, one Spirit, one Lord, who is what? In all of us. It's God that is in us. It's like a pool, a sea of river. God is in all of us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you are waking to this reality, people will walk in here, but it's not easy in the flesh. This kind of gathering is not easy in the flesh. Because as you go higher into this reality, many people don't want to come. They don't want it. Particularly in the flesh, they don't want it. The numbers will what? Decrease. That's why you have to be what? Determined. I mean, a rugged mountain you are climbing to get to the pinnacle, and men, you'll be hated by all men. The Bible says the time will come when killing you, people will think that they are doing a service to God. Why? Because they think that you are blaspheming against God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
The Bible says that if the scribes and Pharisees knew who Jesus was, they would not have killed him. But it wasn't given to them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when people do these things to you, bless them, they're doing their own work. It's their ministry. Bless them. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You know, you go through a lot and you see many things along the line when you want to walk this path, this living way that the Lord has revealed to us today. Praise God. Be strong. Amen. So everything that the Father has is us. I'm going to show you something that will shock you. Turn quickly to the book of Revelations. Chapter 4, verse 1. Are you there?
Yes.
Revelation chapter 4, verse 1. After this, I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven.
Amen.
And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said what? Come up hither, and I will show you things which must be hereafter. I will show you things to come. But it says what? Come up hither.
Amen.
Let's repeat it. Come up.
Come up.
That means come higher. Be lifted up from the miry clay. Come higher. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come up what? Hither. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I will show you things to come. And let's see what he says. And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the
throne.
Now let's stop here. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now that whole chapter, if I read that one today, you are not going to live here. Amen?
Amen?
But I want you to know something. Hallelujah. He said, I will show you things to
come.
And immediately he was taken in the spirit. Now in the spirit, the spirit could be here. You can be in the spirit here. It's a realm. It's not talking about a location. And what happens? He sees an open door. And beyond the door, in heaven, he sees what?
One.
Everybody say one.
One.
One seated on the throne. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There's one Lord, one God, one Spirit, one body,
one life.
And that's the one. God is showing us things to come.
Amen.
He's showing you in your glory.
Amen.
He says, to him that overcomes will I grant to sit with me on my throne. That person you see on that throne is a multi-membered body. It's a corporate body. And you can, all of you are in that body.
Amen.
Seated. Kampe, say Kampe.
Kampe.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Seated Kampe on the throne.
Amen.
Amen. It's a level of consciousness that you can attend to. Praise God, where you can walk upon the seas. The seas will be there. You know those seas that will go like this? Things go up like this. And they will be there. Amen.
Amen.
They will always be what?
There.
But he will keep you in perfect peace. The knowledge of him will keep you what?
In perfect peace.
You can become you can be seated, reigning in Christ above what? All principalities and powers. Hallelujah. Witches will be flying, but you are there. Where fear of death is no more, worries of tomorrow, all these our worries as human, what will I eat, what I will wear, tomorrow what will happen, all those things are abolished because you sit and you rule and you reign in God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Say praise God, sister.
Hallelujah.
Sister, could say praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
This is what the angel, the minister, the messenger out of a thousand is revealing to his people today. If they can have ears to hear. This is a gift of God. Eh? It's what? It is a gift of God. Hallelujah. It is a gift of God, a hearing ear. See, all you need to do is to hear. When you begin to hear, your eyes are open to a great reality in the heavens. Unspeakable riches that has always been there for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Remember the prodigal son? The very good example. You know that prodigal son story is already a short version of the gospel.
Amen.
Amen. When he started to hear again, he came back to his what? His senses. He returns back to the Father, which is the same come up hither. It's an ascension. And when he gets there, the Father says, all that I have
is for you.
When he says all that I have, that means including my name. Because when you are awake, actually, you bear the name of the Father. That is the image and likeness of God. The book of Revelation says that everyone that is redeemed has the name of God written on their forehead. It's their nature. They wear a new identity, which is that of the Father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That name is better than silver and gold.
Yes.
Praise God. You know how it is in Africa? The Africans, immigrants that come to Europe, you know what we think is that we came here to make money. Pastor Abel, please, I come make money. Come pray for me, I beg. My business is on the move for home. And Pastor, leave that side. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor too is prospering man, eh? Pastor too is a big man, eh? For Italy, eh? So don't think that pastor not like enjoyment. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. But I'm telling you the things that are more important. Amen. Better than all. You see, those things you will discover one day that what you thought you had, you didn't have them in fact, in reality. Praise God. He says that to him that has, mind how you hear. To him that has, more will be given. To him that does not have, even the little you think you have. So what you think you have as a man, if you don't hear properly, you will lose it all. But when you lose all as a man to take a hold on the name of God, you gain all things.
Amen. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Can we stand up?
Amen.
Amen. So, I must.